The state of Vermont wants to help the Friends of Robert Frost buy a house. The state is pledging $100,000 toward the Stone House in South Shaftesbury near Bennington. The poet moved there in 1920. The house is now in private ownership, and the Friends group needs to raise $500,000 to buy the property and establish a museum. Peter Stanless is a Frost scholar who often visited with Frost at his house in Vermont.
Oh, I have pictures of it here. It's a one-story house with a gable, and it's got a door in the front and two windows on each side, and there's a lot of acreage around it as well. It was a farm.
How well did you know Mr. Frost?
Well, for the last 23 years of his life, from the last week in June of 1939 is when I met him at Breadloaf on his farm, and then we continued as friends until his death in January of 1963.
And did you ever spend the night at the Stone House?
No. I just went over during the daytime for talks that generally started about 8 o'clock in the evening. And then some of the talks lasted until 2 or 3 in the morning.
We want to ask you about one particular very famous poem that Frost wrote at this house. I believe he wrote Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening there.
Yes, that's right. And he also wrote the poem called New Hampshire there, just prior to writing the Stopping by Woods poem.
Well, we're going to hear a recording of Mr. Frost reading the Stopping by Woods poem.
Stopping by woods on a snowy evening. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds, the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep.
Yes, I recognize his voice.
That was written in 1923. How much do you know about how it was written and when it was written?
Well, there's some controversy about that, but I will go by what he told me. He said that after he had completed writing the poem, the long discursive poem called New Hampshire, he stayed up all night writing it, and the sun was just coming up for the new day, and he was stretching out on his front lawn there nearby, and suddenly the whole of Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening came to him, and he wrote the entire poem down almost without any special effort, except for the last line. He didn't quite know how to end it, and he said several weeks later it suddenly flashed on him that the best way to end it is to repeat the third line in the final stanza and make it an incantation, to make the final stanza assume a metaphorical dimension by repeating, and miles to go before I sleep.
You're describing a warm morning. It certainly wasn't wintertime when he wrote this poem.
I think it was late spring, early summer. I don't have the exact date. It wasn't during winter, no, that's right.
Professor Stanless, thank you for talking with us, sir.
Well, thank you for your interest.
Robert Frost scholar Peter Stanless speaking with us from his home in Rockford, Illinois.